ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम सेवेंथ कांटो चैप्टर टू हिरण्यकशिपु किंग ऑफ द डीमंस। टुडे टेक्स्ट 16 सेवेंथ कांटो सेकेंड चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 16। एवं विप्रकृते लोके दैत्येन्द्र अनुचरै मोहो दीवं देवः प्रतित्यज्य भुवि चेरूर अलक्षिताः। एवं विप्रकृतेः लोके दैत्रेन्द्रः अनुचरैर्मुहु दीवं देवः परित्यज्य भूभि चेरुरलक्षितः। एवं विप्रकृते लोके दैतेन्द्रानुचरैर्मुहु दीवं देवः परित्यज्य भूभिः चेरुरलक्षितः। एवं विप्रकृतेः लोके दैतेन्द्रानुचरैर्मुहु दीवं देवः परित्यज्य भूभिः चेरुरलक्षितः। वर्ड मीनिंग एवं दस विप्रकृते being disturbed, loke, when all the people, daityendra anucharai, by the followers of Hiranyakashipu, the king of the daityas, muhu, again and again, divam, the heavenly planets, devaha, the demigods, परित्यज्य गिविंग अप भूभि ऑन द प्लैनेट अर्थ चेरुहु वंडर्ड टू सी द एक्सटेंट ऑफ द डिस्टर्बेंसेस अलक्षिताः अनसीन बाय डिमंस। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन दस डिस्टर्ब्ड अगेन एंड अगेन बाय द अननेचुरल अकरेंसेस कास्ट बाय द फॉलोअर्स ऑफ हिरण्यकशिपु ऑल द पीपल हैड टू सीज द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द वैदिक कल्चर। नॉट रिसीविंग द रिजल्ट्स ऑफ यज्ञ द डेमीगॉड्स ऑल्सो बिकम डिस्टर्ब्ड। दे लेफ्ट देयर रेसिडेंशियल क्वार्टर्स इन द हेवनली प्लैनेट्स and unobserved by the demons, began wandering on the planet Earth to see the disasters. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the performance of Yajna brings reciprocal good fortune for both the human beings and the demigods. When the performance of Yajna were stopped by the disturbances of the demons, the demigods were naturally bereft of results of Yajna and hampered in executing their respective duties. Therefore, they came down to the planet Earth to see how people had become disturbed and to consider what to do. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shailakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurubhe Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Sopadantikam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnambhamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakha Nitanscha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Jat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesaha Sunyavadi Paschatyadesatarine Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratisai Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesaha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shiva Dvaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Evam Viprakrite Loke Daityendra Anucharair Muhu Daivam Devaha Parityajya Divam Devaha Parityajya Bhubhi Cherur Lakhitaha Thus disturbed again and again by the unnatural occurrences caused by the followers of Hiranyakashipu, all the people had to cease the activities of Vedic culture. Not receiving the result of Yajna, the demigods also become disturbed. They left their residential quarters in the heavenly planets and, unobserved by the demons, began wandering on the planet's earth to see the disasters. Hare Krishna. So here is the description of the great demoniac king Hiranyakashipu. It is described. So Hiranyakashipu considered Lord Vishnu as his enemy, because Vishnu killed his younger brother Hiranyaksha, and his incarnation as Varahadev. Lord Vishnu, he killed Hiranyaksha. So when the news come to Hiranyakashipu, then immediately he become very angry, and he decided to kill Vishnu. This is the mentality of a demon. Ishwara aham, aham bhogi, siddha aham, balavan sukhi. A demon, she thinks, I am the Ishwara controller, I am God. Ishwara aham, aham bhogi, I am only enjoyer. He is considered himself as enjoyer. Aham bhogi siddha, I am most perfect being. I am the owner of all mystic powers. Siddham balavan, no one is more powerful than me. So sukhi, he thinks that I am most or happiest person in this world. But actually he is totally disturbed, but still he was thinking, I am the enjoyer of everything. Because the very name of Hiranyakashipu means, Hiranya means gold, and Kashipu means soft bed. So a materialistic person thinks always like that, I must have possessed so much gold, or I must own all the wealth of this material world, then I could enjoy my sex life. So in this way, a materialistic person was thinking, his mentality just like Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was thinking, I am the enjoyer. He could not consider that why his brother was killed, because he was also disturbing whole material world. Rather he was thinking, Vishnu become our enemy, our family enemy, because he killed my brother. So he is now our family enemy, he is enemy of our family. So I must kill him. Could not know the position of Lord Vishnu. What is the position of Vishnu? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, a demon wants to take that position. So he considered very intelligent. He was using his own material intelligence and thinking how to kill Vishnu. So he is thinking, I can kill Vishnu. He did a nice istogosti of the all demons. Then he told, okay, now I am going to, when I am going to engage in this activity of killing Vishnu, then all of you demons, you should listen to me. What you have to do? What is your job? So he told them, just go to the earth planet and destroy everything, the Brahmanical culture. Kill Brahmanas, destroy all Jagyas, and kill cows. Cows and Brahmanas, they are the only reason, because of protection of these two things, cows and Brahmanas, so their Jagya is going on. Because how in Jagya two things is needed. Cow ghee and Brahmanas, qualified Brahmanas. So when Jagya is performed, then the demigods getting strength. Because the demigods, they eat only what we offered in Jagya, only ghee. They eat only cow ghee, pure cow ghee. They don't eat anything in this material world, they think. Because we see later in description, when Urvashi was cursed and come to this material world, and she accepted as Pururava as her husband, then Maharaj Pururava asked Urvashi, what is your food? What do you want to eat? He told, just keep pure cow ghee. Maybe you stock about 1 quintal ghee. Every day I could drink some ghee only. So demigod, they accept that ghee when we offered on Jagya, on sacrifice. They calling Indraya Swaha, then Indra accepted that offering. So in this way, the demigods, because they are offering, the Brahmanas, they are offering the ghee in Jagya. So Hiranyakashipu thought, the demigods eating this offering, they're getting the strength. So first to make the demigods weak, also the ultimate enjoyer of the yajna and sacrifice, who is the ultimate enjoyer? Bhuktarang yajna tapasa sarvaloko maheswaram. Lord Vishnu is the enjoyer. So we will stop yajna and kill brahmanas, cows. In this way, the whole process will, the Vedic process, Vedic civilization will destroy. And ultimately, the Vishnu and all the demigods, they become weak. And they become weak. So in this way, his plan, Hiranyakashipu is his plan. So the demons, they generally like to, these destructive activities, always they are fond of, they like these things. So Hiranyakashipu ordered them, and he went to find Vishnu. Where is Vishnu? Hiranyakashipu will see later. He searched everywhere. He took his trident in his hand, and he was so powerful, he was just moving alone everywhere. Due to fear of Hiranyakashipu, everyone was just hiding. Even he was able to go to the milk ocean and find there is not also the empty of the Lord Vishnu's seat is empty. Then he declared, "Now, out of my fear, Vishnu has gone. He has committed suicide." Then he declared, "God is dead. No more anyone is there to claim himself as God. So I am God." Hiranyakashipu claimed himself as God. In the meantime, his followers, they just started just destroying all the sacrifices, killing brahmanas, cows. What is going on now, nowadays also? Same thing is going on. There are so many slaughterhouses killing the cows and bulls. The same thing is now is also this administration. Or this educational system is also going on in whole earth planet. That is the educational system of Shukracharya and Sandha and Amarka. They are teaching same thing. Kill brahmanas, destroy yajnas. Now practically there is no pure ghee. In a sacrifice, to arrange a sacrifice, you need pure cow ghee. Where will you get pure cow ghee? If you offer the buffalo ghee to yajna, to demigods, the demigods will curse you. They do not accept buffalo ghee. And where is that brahmana who will chant the mantra properly? Anyone is able to chant? If a brahmana will chant the Vedic mantras, then he can just pray to Agnidev, the fire god, and chant mantra, the Agni will appear in yajnas, sacrificial fire. They don't need any, matchbox or a lighter to ignite the yajna. So is there any qualified brahmana who can just ignite yajna without matchbox and without somewhat lighter or something? There is no qualified brahmana and there is no the pure cow ghee. So how is yajna is there? So Hiranyakashipu, even the demon, he knows this secret. So he told, destroy everything. So because of all the yajna, the sacrifice, they stopped in this earth planet. And out of fear of the followers of Hiranyakashipu, the brahmanas, they are just hiding here, there. They stop all these sacrificial activities. So naturally, they disturbed. Who? The demigods get disturbed. Being not getting their share in sacrifice, they just come down to this earthly planet, and hidingly, they are just, they can take any shape, they can change their own bodies. They have some siddhis. So they are hiding their own identity, they are just wandering everywhere and seeing the situation, what is going on in this earth planet. Also same time, Prabhupada is writing, they are also become disturbed and to consider what to do, how to face the situation. So demigods also, they are planning what to do now, how to face the situation now. So in this way, we could see, that's why Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, jada vidya jata, mayara vaibhava, tumara bhajane badha, anitya sansare moho janmaya, jivaku karaye gadha. This demoniac education system, that is, there is no description of about soul or super soul or God, there are no teachings about the science of soul. Rather, there is only science, there are teachings of what Sandhya and Amarkuli are trying to teach Prahlad. Yes, they are trying to teach Prahlad, but Prahlad was not accepting their teachings. Prahlad was learned the science of God from Narada Muni, so he was following that way. So Prabhupada established this ISKCON society also to follow the teachings of Narada Muni and Prahlad Maharaj, also the Mahajanas. Mahajanajana Gatasya Pantha. So today is also a very auspicious day of such a Mahajan. Who? Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev is one of the Mahajans, like Prahlad Maharaj also. Famous verse that is Jamaraj spoke in 6th canto. Swayambhu Narada Sambhu Kumara Kapila Manu Prahlad Janaka Bhishma Balir Bayasaki Vayam. Bayasaki, son of Vyasadeva, and Vayam means Jamaraj himself. The 12 Mahajans, they know the secrets of Bhagavad Dharma. So among them, one is Bhishma Dev. Bhishma. So everyone knows the great bhav of Bhishma Dev. Bhishma means he took such a bhav. What is his bhav? To remain celibate, brahmachari, no, stick brahmachari. For this he is famous, or he is famous for anything else? Why Bhishma Dev is famous? First thing, he is one of the greatest devotee of Krishna. Kirti madhye kon kirti sarva jibera bada kirti. So Ramananda Raya says, Krishna bhakta boli jahara haye khyati. He become the most famous personality in this earth. If he is famous as a devotee of Krishna, just like Srila Prabhupada is famous in this earth planet. Why? Krishna Kripa Simurti is a divine grace. He is a special, he is the topmost devotee of Krishna. Similarly, Bhishma Dev also, he is famous because he is a pure devotee of Krishna, for whom even Krishna himself broke his own vow to keep vow of Bhishma Dev. In Mahabharata war, we see how Bhishma Dev, when Krishna was told that in this war, I am not going to fight, practically fight, or I don't want to take any weapon. I just remain as a chariot driver and sit in Arjuna's chariot, and I have a desire to see the war, but I am not practically engaged in war activities. But Bhishma Dev was hearing, then he told Madhusudan, I will force you, I will make you, I will force you to take weapon, otherwise Arjuna cannot exist in the battlefield. That doesn't mean that Krishna cannot save Arjuna. He is the cause of everything. But just to keep the promise of Bhishma, Dev, even the Lord, just took one the chariot wheel, just ran towards Bhishma Dev to kill him. So he is such a great devotee, for whom even Krishna broke his own vow. Though he was in the opposite side of the Kauravas, but still he gave the blessings to Yudhishthira Maharaj, with whom he is going to fight. What he gave the blessings to Yudhishthira Maharaj? He is fighting in the opposite side. Vijayi Bhava. You must become winner in this battle. He is in the opposite side, but he is giving the blessings to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Vijayi Bhava. He did not want Duryodhan to be winner. So in this way, many qualities we will discuss later. So maybe we little discuss who is Bhishma Dev, how he appeared. He was as Bhishma Dev as the son of Santanu and Ganga. But there is a long history in Mahabharata. He described that that in Dwapara Yuga, in the beginning of that, there was a king. His name was Mahabhisha. He was a very famous king. He was ruling all over the world, and he performs so many yajnas, sacrifices, so he become qualified to return back to Brahmaloka. He not return back to Godhead, but he become a resident of Brahmaloka. So he was staying in Brahmaloka, and one time there's all the demigods were present there in their great assembly in Brahmaloka, all the demigods. And so Mahavishnu was also present in that assembly. In the meantime, there was goddess Ganga, Ganges. She is also a demigod. The demigod. So she was present there. Somehow or other it is suddenly air just flowed in that way, and the outer cloth of Ganga Devi was just waved away. Go somehow. So some parts of her private parts are just looked away. So all demigods just put their face down. But shamelessly, this Mahavishnu, he was just looking the beauty of Ganga. So Brahma saw this. Brahma became very angry. But Ganga Devi also attracted to Mahavishnu. Brahma cursed Mahavishnu. You are no more qualified to stay in this Brahmaloka or in heavenly planet. You go down and to the earth planet, and you may be born as a human being there. So in this way, King Mahavishnu was cursed, and he born in the earth planet as Santanu. What was his name? Santanu. He became a great king. So Allah, because Ganga Devi also attracted to Mahavishnu, and when she was Brahma was not cursed her, but she has attraction to Mahavishnu, so she was also coming. She also think to unite with her. In the meantime, when she was saw also the Ashtavasus in heavenly planet, they have some problem. They are crying. So being a woman, her heart was very soft. She went to ask, what is your problem? Why you are crying? So the Vasus, Ashtavasus, the leader was Diyu. Who was their leader? Diyu, yes. Dayu or Diyu, his name. He was leader. Because one time these Ashtavasus, they went to come to the earthy planet in Himalaya areas there, in Manasarovar, they are just traveling there. And they saw the Vasishtha Muni's ashram is there. But this particular Vasu, Diyu, and his wife attracted to a cow who was residing there, and the cow was a desire fulfilling, is called Kamadhenu, who could fulfill all the desires. So that is Nandini. The cow name was Nandini, was there. So Diyu's wife told, I like this cow. Please take this cow to heavenly planet. So just to please his wife. So Diyu, with the help of all other Vasus, they steal the cow. They stole the cow and took it to heavenly planet. So when Vasishtha came back to his hermitage, to his cottage, then he saw the absence of the cow. So by his divine power, he could understand, this Vasus, they have stolen my cow. So immediately he took water, Ganga water, and cursed. Become very angry. He cursed that this Vasus, the Vasus should fall down to this earthly planet. They should appear as human beings. So immediately, knowing this curse, all Vasus they came and fell down in the feet of Vasishtha and asked to please excuse us. We have done a great mistake. Please excuse. They give him back his cow. But Vasishtha was not pacified. Then again and again they tried to, they started crying and pacifying Vasishtha, pray him. Finally, Vasishtha told, okay, you have to burn, as my word has gone from my from his mouth has come. So you will burn there, but seven of you will immediately, after take birth, again immediately you give up that body and come back to heavenly planet. But a particular Vasu, who has stolen my cow, hearing the words of his wife, he has to live for a long time in earthly planet, as a human being. So hearing their plea, their complaint, their things, Mother Ganges get compassion. Told, okay, I will become your mothers. I am also going down to an earthly planet. I have attraction for this Santanu, the King Santanu, who was Mahavisha in previous life. So I'll accept Santanu as my husband, and you all Vasus will be born in my womb. So one after one, I will throw you all. Will kill on the Ganges water. Then in this way, you will all killed. Seven of you will killed. Then you immediately return up. But this eighth Vasu, who? The Dayu. So he will appear as his Devabrata, as my son. And he will live for a long, long time, earth planet. Known as Pitama, he will be famous as Pitama. So this is the story. So in this way, Ganga, goddess, the Ganges come to the earthly planet. One time when Santanu become young and he was moving in just beside the Ganges. So Santanu saw Ganga and they attracted each other, then they get married. And the same things were happen. Ganga, when she was getting married, she gave some condition. I could marry you, but you should not oppose to my any activities. You should not stop me to do whatever I am like, I will do. If you will stop me, and you should also address me in any rough language. You should address with reverence, with a proper language. If you call me any bad language, then I may leave you immediately. You should not stop my any activity. Whatever I like, I will do. Santanu was agreed because he was so much attracted. His lusty desires to enjoy Ganges. So he told, okay. So when after 1 year, they got one child. Then immediately Ganges, the child born, then immediately look, Ganges took the child and threw in Ganges water. But remembering his promise, Santanu was just passive, could not tell anything. In this way, seven children were killed. After giving birth, immediately Ganga just throw them into water because she knows all the secrets. Because they are Vasus, they're going to return back to heavenly planet. So when the eighth child, who came? Bhishma or Devabrata. So when he came, then immediately, when Ganga also trying to throw the child, immediately started shouting, who? Santanu. Started, Gangi! Ganga, what is started in rough language, just what are you doing? Why killing? So Ganga told, okay, thank you. Just take your child. I am giving his child to you. So I am, now my time come. I have to return back also to my place. So then he told, he became very morose, who? Santanu. Santanu told him, who will take care of this little child? The better you take this child with you. And when he become young, then send back to me. In this way, Ganga disappeared with the small child, who? Devabrata. Later become Bhishma. So one day, after many years passed away, when 16, 15 years or something. Then one time Santanu was just saw in this Ganga in Hastinapur. He was a king of Hastinapur. So Hastinapur is not Delhi. Delhi is Indraprastha. Hastinapur is there in Meerut. From Meerut you will go 10 kilometers away. There is Ganges, in bank of Ganges. The Hastinapur is still there. You will see the whole city was under, it is told that it is underneath the earth. So he was just saw this Ganges. Water is now very less and less water just in Ganges. What is happening? Ganges, how later water is not in Ganges? So you are searching, going up, and they saw there is a young boy standing in bank of Ganges. And she, by power of his archery, he just stopped the whole Ganges water, make a big bridge. The whole water was, Ganges was stopped there. So he told her, he saw the young boy, but naturally he was attracted to that boy. What happened? When Santanu was thinking, who is this boy? How is he so powerful? And just by his power of his archer, just stopped the whole Ganges water. and make a big dam. So immediately Gangadevi appeared and he told Santanu, this is your son Devavrata. Now he's young, now I'm giving, you take care of now of this child. So Santanu become very happy and getting his son again back. Then Ganga disappeared. So he brought the boy Devavrata to his house. Then he make him Juvaraj. Juvaraj means prince, future king of the entire earth planet, future king of Hastinapur. So because of separation from Ganga, he did not accept any other wife. He was very in a morose condition. He was just one day he was also traveling in Ganges. Inside some, and then he saw a beautiful girl, is Kaivarta Kanya, is a fisherman's daughter. So in this way Santanu was attracted. This, her name was Satyavati. What is your name? Satyavati. Actually Satyavati was also begot a child before. His name was Vyasadev. Because before also one time Parasara Muni was attracted to Satyavati. But Parasara Muni was not a lusty person. He did not actually want to accept Satyavati as his wife. Rather, he was a great astrologer. Parasara Sanghita, even the great now astrologers also reading. So he was calculating this particular muhurta. He saw that this muhurta, this particular muhurta is so auspicious. If a child, if someone pass semen to womb of a woman in this particular muhurta, and the child who is born out of this will be great personality. Maybe he will be incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's why thinking the welfare of the entire earth planet, so Parasara Muni, but where is the girl he will get? So finally he got this girl in the boat. She was driving the boat. So in this way Parasara Muni immediately just with the her consent of the girl, he passed his semen in the womb of Satyavati. So the great personality appeared, who? Vyasadev. But after that, Parasara Muni left. He had not accepted her as wife or something, just left. He has no attachment. So then, same Satyavati. She says Parasara Muni gave her a special boon, because from her body there will special fragrance will always appear, Padma Ganda, like the scent of a lotus flower. So because of the special fragrance from her body, Santanu was attracted. She was very beautiful. So Santanu approached her to accept him as her husband. But Satyavati told, no, you have to ask my father. So when the fisherman heard about this, he told, no, you have already one son and you have already appointed him as Juvaraj, next king. If you want to get married my daughter, then with the only condition that the child born from the womb of my daughter will be the king of Hastinapur. Bhishma will not be your successor. The child born from the womb of my daughter Satyavati will be the king of Hastinapur. So hearing this, Santanu not accept, just come back to his kingdom Hastinapur. But still she was thinking how to get Satyavati. But he was always misminded, because he did not also want to do some injustice to Bhishma. So Bhishma Dev could, or Devavrata could see, my father is always thinking something. He is a mismanaged, and with the help of his ministers, his chief minister, his prime minister, he could understand what is the reason of suffering of my father. Why is always he losing his health? Is something misminded, always thinking something. So Bhishma Dev could not understand that my father want this girl Satyavati as his wife. So Devabrata went personally and he approached the fisherman. Please give your daughter Satyavati in marriage with my father. She told the same thing. That you become king. So what will happen to the son born to my daughter? So Bhishma Dev took a great vow. I will never, I am giving a promise, I am taking a vow, I will not never become a king of Hastinapur. The son born out of the womb of your daughter, Satyavati, he will be king of Hastinapur. But still, the fisherman told, maybe your sons after when we fight and kill my grandson or this son brought from my daughter, that is a born from my brother, daughter. So what to that? And Bhishma told, okay, I will not be father in future. I am taking a great vow. I will not get married. For whole life, I will remain a staunch brahmachari, nastic brahmachari. That is called Bhishma Pratigya. He took a great vow to remain a brahmachari. Narada Muni also teaching to Yudhishthira Maharaj, 7th canto, this is after some chapters. He also telling, if you want to conquer your lust, how to conquer lust? Take a great vow, like Bhishma Dev. I will remain brahmachari and follow it. You become brahmachari. Narada Muni teaching. So Narada Muni is traveling and he always travel everywhere. He told people what to become brahmachari, remain brahmachari. The Narada Muni's teachings. But because in Kali Yuga, 99.9% people will become grahasthas. So he came again, Narada Muni came in this Kali Yuga. Yes? Sivas Thakur. He accepted grahastha ashram because his main purpose is preaching. So as an ideal grahastha, he gave how to remain an ideal grahastha. Everything surrendered to Krishna. जैसे चैतन्य चरितामृत कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी स्टेलिंग चारी भाई सबंसे करे चैतन्य रसेवा गौरचंद्र बिना नहीं जाने देवी देवा ऑल द फोर ब्रदर्स शिवास ठाकुर श्री राम श्रीनिधि श्रीपति दे ऑल फुली सरेंडर टू चैतन्य महाप्रभु दे डिड नॉट नो एनीथिंग एक्सेप्ट द लोटस फीट ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य सो दैट इज गृहस्थ ड्यूटी Narada Muni accepted grahastha ashram as Sivas Thakur, but he taught how to become an ideal grahastha, surrender everything. Vasudeva arpana sakhyat, upasita mahamunim, Yudhishthira Maharaj's instruction to the grahasthas. So in this way, I was talking something else. So now, Bhishma Dev, that is Bhishma Pratigya, I will remain brahmachari for whole life. So even when he is so when he was with Ganga took Bhishma Dev in childhood by the arrangement of goddess Ganges. Bhishma Dev learned this art of archery from Parashuram, and he learned all the teachings in spiritual life. He from Vasishtha. He accepted Vasishtha as his spiritual master, and he also learned how to understand the intelligence, material intelligence, from Shukracharya. So mentioned there. Shukracharya taught him all matter, because vidyangcha vidyangcha joveti ubhayangcha. You have to know both. If you want to be a king, rule the entire earth planet, then you have to know vidyangcha or vidyangcha. Joveti ubhayangcha. You have to know both. So Bhishma Dev was trained up in spiritual knowledge by Vasishtha, and he knows all the material knowledge from Shukracharya. And he also know the art of archery from Parashuram. In this way, he was very inconceivable in all field. No one can win him. But in course of time, then when the son of who Satyavati, two sons came, Vichitravirjya, Chitrangada and Vichitravirjya. So Chitrangada, first Bhishma Dev appointed Chitrangada as the king of Hastinapur, but there was a Gandharva king named Chitrangada. He told, why this person kept my name? He have to change his name. So he come and challenge Chitrangada, why you have my name? change your name, otherwise come to fight with me. So a great fight between Chitrangada, king of Hastinapur, and the king of Gandharvas. Many years after, finally Chitrangada was killed by the Gandharva. So Bhishma Dev then entered the another brother, who? Vichitra Virjaya. So Vichitra Virjaya, when he became young, Bhishma was acting like a guardian. He was thinking, he must get married. But the Kashi Raj, there was a marriage ceremony in Kashi, Banaras, now Varanasi. So there's three daughters of king of Kashi. But there are due to some reason, because he did not invite into the marriage ceremony. Swayambara Sabha, the Kashi Raj did not invite the Kurus, did not invite Vichitra Virjaya or some Bhishma. So Bhishma became very angry. So Bhishma went to that Swayambara Sabha by forcefully, in front of all others warriors are there, earth planet. He said, dragged three daughters from the marriage ceremony. Just like Krishna dragged whom? Rukmani. But Krishna has purpose to marry Rukmani, but here is Bhishma Dev just dragged the daughter to get them married with Vichitra Virjaya. So in all the warriors are looking, but could not do anything. Everyone knows Bhishma is inconceivable. No one can defeat him. He never defeated in any war in his life, except when Arjuna just put him in bed of arrows. So in the way the eldest daughter was Ambalika. So Amba told, I have already gave my mind to Sallu. I cannot marry any other person. So he just respectfully get her released. Go to Sallu. But when she went to Sallu, then other two daughters, Ambika, Ambalika, they get married with Vichitra Virjaya. And Amba come back, but Sallu told, you have already touched by a woman. Forcefully he dragged you. Just touch your body. I cannot get married again to you. He come back and told Bhishma, then you get married. Bhishma told, no. I gave the words to my father. I have this bhav. I cannot be a grihastha. So Amba went to whom? Parasuram. He told Parasuram, please tell your disciple Bhishma to get married. He acted like in this way with me. So Parasuram, being compassionate, he called Bhishma. He told, in my order, please get married with this girl. If you are brahmachari, then why you touch the body of a girl? You cannot get married. But Bhishma told, no, it is not possible for me. I gave word means word. I cannot disobey my promise. I cannot break my promise. Bhishma Parasuram told, I have killed 21 times all the Kshatriyas warriors in this planet. So you remain alone. Come and fight with me. So finally, Parasuram could not defeat Bhishma. So in this way, she kept it bhav. This way, he is not Bhishma Pratigya. No one could break his bhav. So, but a brahmachari should not fight with a woman. Because once they took a vow, he will try to fulfill it even birth after birth. Though in this particular life, Amba could not get married with Bhishma, but he took a vow, I must become the cause of his death. Next life, she appeared as Shikhandi. In a male body, but his nature is not like a man. So Shikhandi. So when there was a Mahabharata war going on, no one could defeat Bhishma Dev. So all Pandavas are greatly disturbed. Then they come, they would ask Krishna, Krishna told you, go and ask him. He knows. He tell you. So when the Pandavas all came to Bhishma Dev and cry in his lotus feet, told Pitamaha, we are very fortunate being killed in your own hand. Bhishma Dev also did not want to destruction of the Pandavas. He was crying. He told, okay, I am telling you reason how you could, as long as weapons in my hand, in a battlefield, no one can defeat me. Even the demigods, they cannot defeat me. So I could say, you have to make me openless like you did with Dronacharya. And Dronacharya later on, they would also. He is also like that. He told, okay, this Shikhandi in your side, in Pandava side, you just bring Shikhandi and make her stand in front of Arjuna. When I see Shikhandi, I will give up my weapons. I will not fight. If a warrior is not in equal strength, the opponent cannot fight with him. So Bhishmadev knows that all the life history of Shikhandi. So Bhishmadev gave up his weapons. Because Bhishmadev wanted Pandavas, because in beginning of the war he gave the blessings, Vijayi Bhava. He wanted Yudhishthira Maharaj to be king of Hastinapur. Later on, when Bhishmadev was put in a bed of arrows, and so Duryodhana just bringing what? He was asking water and a pillow. He had to keep, whole body was in a bed of arrows, but his head was just like so. Duryodhana bring big pillows and keep in his head, just put his head on the pillows. But just shouted, Bhishmadev shouted. So Arjuna just make two arrows like this, so in between Bhishmadev kept his head. He was asking water. So Duryodhana bring a big pot with a full of water. But Bhishmadev look at Arjuna. Arjuna immediately put his Divyastra and bring Ganges. Ganges come down directly, Ganges water is flowing in mouth of Bhishmadev. So in this way, Lord Sri Krishna took all the Pandavas, five brothers, together to see Bhishmadev, to take some advice, to get instructed by Bhishmadev in the science of different. He is the perfect person to give advice. So when Yudhishthira Maharaj and Pandavas reached Bhishmadev, because Bhishmadev has the last desire, how to leave his body? Just like Haridas Thakur. Nayane hene hrudaye dharibhutava kamala charana nayane haributava chandabadana mukhe ucharimu krishna chaitanya nama ei mata ichhamara chadimu parana. Art of dying, how to die. Bhishmadev is Mahajan, he taught us how to die, how to give up this body. He developed a desire that I must carry the lotus feet of Krishna in my heart. I must look at to his lotus face and also chant his names. When we are continuously chanting his name, I must leave this body. That is the desire of Bhishmadev. He knows Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So to fulfill the desires of Bhishmadev, Lord Sri Krishna with the Pandavas, he appeared. So we are chanting in Vishnu Sahasranam. What is Vishnu Sahasranam? That is come out from the mouth of Bhishmadev. When he was living body, before living, chanted continuously, glorify the Lord. 1,000 names of Vishnu. Lord, it's come spontaneously coming out from the mouth of Bhishmadev. There is in Mahabharata. It is also in Bhishma Parva. That is Bhagavad Gita is also there. Everything. So Bhishma, they also, Jai Haridas Thakur, he also taught us the art of dying. Someone is teaching the art of living. In famous preacher in India, Ravi Shankar, art of, but we teaching both, art of living and art of dying. ISKCON is teaching both. Prabhupada gave us both teachings. So Bhishmadev as a Mahajan, he also taught us how to give up this body. You must meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna. Just looking at his lotus face, in Maya, just meditating on that situation, constantly you should chant his name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In this way, Bhishmadev passed away from this matter, because time is over. He was waiting from for the Uttarayana Gati, Makara Sankranti. And after that, he left. When in Uttarayana Gati, when Surya Dev's son got come to Nardana, means then Uttarayana Gati, then he left his body. But he taught us how to die, how to live and how to die as a Mahajan. You should not break your vows, take some vow and follow it. That is human life. You should not break your vows again and again. One thing you accepted, then you follow it. So he gave us. So is a great inspiration for the brahmacharis. Remain brahmachari like Bhishma Dev. Keep your vow. Then also die remembering Krishna. It's a great Mahajan. From his life also we should know a brahmachari should not fight with women. Don't fight with women. Consider them as your mother and just address them in that way. Chanakya Pandit says, Matruvat Paradharesu. So, in this way, Bhishma Dev is a great Mahajan. He is considered as one of the 12 Mahajans who knows the secret of Bhagavad Dharma. Okay? So I stop here. There are so many things I have to say, speak about Bhishma Dev. He is not an ordinary person. So, but I just stop here because time is over. So any question or comment? Yes. Yes. There is some previous life, okay? Some previous prarabdha also. He mentioned that Bhishma Dev was a... So many things there. So, yad bhakti means anyabhilashita, sunyam, jnana, karmadi, anavritam. Bhakti, somehow or other by Lord's arrangement, he was in opposite side, in the sides of adharma, injustice. So whoever may be in a state of injustice, he will be destroyed. So I also used to have some previous life. I will talk to you personally. Any other question?
Thanks,
sir. Yes.
Ishwar ko kaise dekha jata hai? Ishwar ko kaise dekha jata hai?
कैसे देखा जाए देख नहीं देख रहे सामने कौन है कृष्णस्तु भगवान स्वयं भगवान खड़े होकर दर्शन दे रहे आंख है देखने के लिए प्रेमांजन छुरित भक्ति विलोचने न भक्ति की आंख होना चाहिए उसमें प्रेम की काजल लगाना चाहिए फिर देखोगे ऐसे नहीं देखते हैं ये चर्मचक्की में नहीं देखोगे चमड़े की आंख लगा गया इसमें सब कुछ नहीं देख पाओगे ओके इसलिए पहले गुरु स्वीकार करना जो तुमको ज्ञान चक्षु प्रदान करे अज्ञानात मीरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शिला गया पहले आध्यात्मिक गुरु स्वीकार करना और उनकी कहना को फॉलो करना भक्ति करने से जो शुद्ध भक्त बनोगे भगवान को देखोगे कहाँ मिलेंगे कृष्ण के पास में रोने से मिलेंगे कृष्ण जानते हैं कहाँ पर है आप नहीं जानते हो भगवान को पता है
उन्हीं के पास से
रोने उनको उन्हीं को प्रार्थना करने से वो बताएंगे कहाँ है ठीक है और कोई प्रश्न है एनी क्वेश्चंस ओके ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय भीष्माष्टमी व्रत की जय भीष्मदेव की जय समवेत वैष्णव भक्त बृंद की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय हरे कृष्ण